Καλημέρα σας, καλημέρα σας. Επιστρέψαμε εδώ στην τελευταία μας ώρα και έχουμε τη χαρά σήμερα να φιλοξενούμε στο πρόγραμμά μας το Λύκειο Ελληνίδων. Το Λύκειο Ελληνίδων, το οποίο κάνει εξαιρετική δουλειά εδώ στην Μασαχουσέτη, χορεύει σε όλες τις γιορτές μας και μας κάνει ιδιαίτερα περήφανους. Η πρόεδρος του Λυκείου, η κυρία Irene Savas, παρέα με την αντιπρόεδρο, την κυρία Ηλιάνα Σάφκα, είναι στο στούντιο. Ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ που είστε σήμερα κοντά μας.
Εμείς σας ευχαριστούμε.
Και σας καλέσαμε γιατί βεβαίως γνωρίζουμε το πολύ σημαντικό έργο που κάνετε, αλλά είναι πολύ σημαντικό ταυτοχρόνως να μάθει και ο ελληνισμός εδώ, η ομογένειά μας, για τις πρωτοβουλίες και τις εξαιρετικές εκδηλώσεις που κάνετε. Λοιπόν, ας ξεκινήσουμε. Κυρία Irene, when did you first start doing things with the Λύκειο Ελληνίδων?
It was 1998. When we began, and what happened was that we began because we had two instructors from the Lykion Tenelinidon. They came here to America to teach a seminar. They knew about my work for now it's going on to 32 years teaching Greek dance and having a Greek dance group. And they recommended that we become part of the Lykion των Ελληνίδων. The Lykion Ελληνίδων in Greece has been in existence since 1911, when Kyria Kaliroi Paren began the Lykion. And now we are one of only two paratimata, one of only two branches here in the United States, and we are the youngest. And that's it. That's all there is here in the United States.
That's very, very impressive. We see you in, you know, in many ceremonies and the dances and all that, and we're very, very proud. How big is it? How many people you have right now involved?
Well, we have actual dancers, which is not completely good, we'll go on to say later, but we of the dance group, we have about 20 people that are actually the performing group. And Ilyana, you can tell us about the rest.
Sure. So our membership is up to about 70 for this year. So those are members of the dance group, but also individuals who support other areas of our mission, because as Irene just mentioned, we are more than just a dance group, and we hope to expand in new areas of focus in the coming years, and bringing the richness of Greek culture besides dance, including music and traditional decorative arts and history, to the Boston and greater New England community.
What else are you doing? What are some of the other activities? You're so much branded as the dance group, but is that something new you're trying?
No, it's not new. It's not new. As a Lykion, we are required to have different departments.
Oh, of course.
And the Lykion in Greece requires us to have these departments, and we have six. We have traditional dance, mm-hmm. traditional music, attire and decorative arts, which includes our beautiful photosies, but also includes anything that has to do with decorative arts in the Greek household.
So you make your own attire?
We do not make our own attire. We wish we could acquire more attire because they are very, very expensive, but we do have to be very authentic and make sure that everything that we represent is completely authentic, so that we have to order them from Greece and make sure that we are ordering from appropriate people that will do that. So, yes, we do have attire. And then another department is the Folklore Library, which we're trying to accumulate information and researching things that have to do with paradosi, which has to do with folklore and traditions.
Laiki paradosi.
Exactly. We also have a department called, which is required by the Lykion in Athens, to have a department that has to do with women.
With women, okay.
Because the Lykion was established by women.
A female. It was a female.
It was a female. She was a suffragette. She was a person that was, instrumental in the voting, in getting people to vote, such women. And so this department is called Greek American Women as Preservers of Hellenic Folk Culture and Traditions.
Okay.
And our final one is guardianship of the Greek language, which means not that we're teaching Greek, but that we are looking for different things like researching dialects in different regions and seeing what the Greek language can give us as far as research and traditions. Those are our departments.
No chemistry or mathematics.
No chemistry. Thankfully.
So how often do you meet? Do you training for the dances? I mean, once per week, twice?
Sure. We have open dance practices twice a week, and anyone is actually welcome to join in and dance with us. We meet on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 and Saturday afternoons from 12 to 2, right in the heart of Cambridge at the Greek American Political Club.
And people who have two left foot can come?
We welcome people with two left feet, two right feet.
They leave with the right and the left, though.
We have Irene's son is the dance director and our main teacher, and he does amazing work. When I started with the group in 2008, I had not really done much dancing of any kind before, and now I perform with the group, so I think there are many of us that are a testament to the fact that we all have a dancer inside of us.
So which is your favorite dance, Ileana?
That's a hard question. I can't pick just one. I really can't. We do dances from all parts of Greece, all of the regions, the islands, from the Hellenic world. So we do Pontic dances from Cappadocia and Asia Minor. And they're all so unique and rich and beautiful in their own way. So maybe Irene has a favorite dance, but I can't pick one.
Well, I have to say that even though I'm an Epirotissa, that my favorite is probably Asia Minor.
Asia Minor. Mm-hmm. And you have all the traditional costumes for all of them, for the regions? That's a project by itself.
It is a project, and it's a work in progress, shall I say. We don't have everything, but we hope we will someday.
I mean, it can be for every region to have the traditional costume. I mean, that's by itself. It's a museum.
It's not only the regions, but, you know, even a particular city or a particular town or a particular village may have a specific forisia, may have a specific tradition and specific dances and music. So it's very much an educational process.
And you communicate with the people in Greece to get the new some input. How is your research with the Greek regions?
Well, we have there's obviously a network of Lykion chapters around the world. I believe there are 50 in Greece and then 20 outside of Greece. We are actually one of only three chapters in North America. So we try to build connections with our sister Lykia. We have really strong communication with some, and then, you know, when you attend various dance conferences, there are some really great ones even here in North America. You build connections, you meet people. And now having the internet and social media has actually opened up a lot of new ways to research and connect with people and reach out to people to ask questions. How is this dance done in your village? How is this madili tied in your forisia, in your region? So we're lucky that it's a time when we can really come together and learn more and share more effectively among each other.
Speaking of sharing, are you guys putting a lot of your stuff on social media? You're using the power of, you must have some beautiful videos, some pictures, a lot of different photographs and all that. Are you trying to be extroverts and show the world the work you're doing?
Yes, we are. Two of the things that we have a brand new beautiful website.
Okay.
www.bostonlykion.org, and that's very lovely. People should pay attention to that and go to it anytime they want. And our other thing is our wonderful Facebook page, which you can go to, just says Facebook/Greek Dance, and we have pictures and videos and all kinds of things there that people would be interested in seeing.
And let's not forget Instagram.
Instagram.
We have it all, Boston Lykion. And for those of us, for those of you listening out there, that's Lykeion. We hope you'll connect
with us.
What's
the Instagram again?
Boston Lykion.
Okay.
And it's Lykeion.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much for being with us today. Να πούμε ότι είναι μια εξαιρετική πρωτοβουλία, ένα εξαιρετικό έργο αυτό το οποίο επιτελείται και να παροτρύνουμε έτσι όλους όσοι επιθυμείτε να συμμετάσχετε. Οι πόρτες του Λυκείου Ελληνίδων είναι ανοιχτές, μπορείτε την Τετάρτη και το Σάββατο να πάτε και να χορέψετε. Νομίζω ότι για μένα, για παράδειγμα, ο Καλαματιανός είναι ο άρχοντας χορός, ο πρώτος, λόγω και του τόπου καταγωγής. Και όταν πάω σε ένα γλέτι δεν μπορώ να αντισταθώ, σηκώνομαι, χορεύω. Νομίζω ότι και οι ακροατές μας, ακούγοντας έτσι ο καθής από τον τόπο καταγωγής του, νιώθει πολύ όμορφα σήμερα που σας έχουμε κοντά μας. Συνήθως όταν σας καλούν να χορέψετε σε ένα event, πόσους χορούς χορεύετε και which are the dance of the which regions do you
αναλόγως έχουμε, να πούμε πόσο χρόνο έχουμε. θα μας δώσουν 15 λεπτά, 30 λεπτά, μισή ώρα.
Για παράδειγμα, ένα Καλαματιανό και ένα Τσάμικο φαντάζομαι ότι είναι στο πρόγραμμα.
Βεβαίως.
Μάλιστα.
Yeah. Also, έχουμε τις the wreath ceremony. You have become a staple now.
Οι καριάτιδες.
Οι καριάτιδες. Is it 4 or 5 years? It's 4 years now we're doing it. But that has always been for people who do not know, we have the wreath ceremony. This is in April, the Thursday before the marathon day, when the Greek government is officially presenting the wreaths to the Boston Athletic Association in a ceremony at the State House. And we have the Kariatides, which are your ladies, that they come in traditionally dressed in the beautiful white. Is it a gown?
It's a gown. It's an ancient gown.
The ancient, yeah. Traditional, and you guys are stunning and beautiful, and you stand like a, and the Kariatis, of course, is the history of that is the young girl from next to Sparta. The little village called Kariatis, which she was very, very strong, and that's why it was depicted in Acropolis as one of the columns of Erechtheion, because of the strong women that this little city did, and you guys preserve that.
That's what we are.
That's exactly what you are, and every year, one of the, you are the most sought people to get the pictures, to hold the wreaths, and thank you very much. It's not easy. I know, just the organizing and the logistics. So thank you very much. We'll do it again in April.
We very much enjoy doing that. Also, we do hold the Greek flag in the Parelesi.
Of course. Μαζί με τους Εύζωνους, together, is it together με τους Εύζωνους?
Right behind them.
Right behind them.
Women have to be behind.
Yeah. yeah, that's also, και κάνει και κρύο στην Παρέλαση. Oh. Yeah. yeah, that's, yeah. That's, but no, but you guys are always present in the Greek events, and you carry the tradition, and η λαϊκή παράδοση των χωρών είναι πάρα πάρα πολύ σημαντική να υπάρχει μαζί με τα άλλα σωματεία, τα χορευτικά που δίνουμε έτσι αυτόν τον τόνο της Ελλάδας εδώ στη Βοστόνη μας.
Ευχαριστούμε.
Να συνεχίσετε να επιτελείτε αυτό το πολύ καλό έργο. Σας ευχαριστούμε θερμά που ήρθατε σήμερα. Καλή συνέχεια.
Εμείς ευχαριστούμε.
Εμείς ευχαριστούμε πάρα
πολύ. Και σας περιμένουμε όλους.